This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We signed Juan. You know, that's not to say we won't look to see what else is out there. But part of being a training camp is for us to kind of figure out and get to know the players that we have and see how those roles are going to take, how they're going to come together. And, you know, I'm sure you guys will ask coach throughout training camp about how these guys are progressing and what he's seeing. But that's really what training camp is, to help us sort through all that out.
So Omar Khan asked about what they're going to do at free safety now without Minkah Fitzpatrick. And did you guys all hear that the way I heard that? That is not a ringing endorsement of one Juan Thornhill.
We signed Juan, you know, that's not to say we...
We signed Juan, you know.
We signed Juan, you know, that's not to say we won't look to see what else is out there, but part...
That's not a ringing endorsement.
No.
Not by a long shot. You bring guys in, and if you believe in them, you say you believe in them. Not state a fact, well, we signed Juan. Now, this is going to come off as unnecessarily awful, really. I already can't stand Juan Thornhill. I can't do it with him. He's talked one time with Steelers gear on, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I really didn't have any feeling because, like, I don't know Minkah that much just because I just got there. But I guess, like, that's just me having to step up and play a little bit more, which is I think I'm very capable of. Like, I'm a great player, and I can make a lot of plays. Sit back and you watch the film of what I did in Cleveland. I had a lot of good plays, and then some of the Cleveland people just tried to, like, bash my name a little bit. But like I said, if you sit there and you just really watch the film, I made a lot of plays and was very productive in that defense.
So he didn't stink last year, Pat. The media made him out to be a guy who stinks. I've seen some Juan Thornhill tape, seen a lot of guys with the football running away from him. I've looked at the Pro Football Focus grades, which are unkind to one Juan Thornhill. He was really good with the Chiefs. He says he's a great player. He likened himself to Minkah Fitzpatrick, and he says the reason he's not in Cleveland anymore is because the media ran him out of town. Come on.
Yeah, that last part I have less patience for. I mean, similar to Omar Khan saying, you know, he believes they could win a Super Bowl, I would want a guy to believe he's a good player.
Sure. Yes.
I also think a good player on a bad team can look bad. And they didn't have a bad defense per se each of his 2 years. They've had decent defenses in Cleveland. It's been the other side of the ball that's been more of the disaster. But, you know, he's in year 7 of his career. Kansas City chose to move on from him. For whatever reason, I don't think the Steelers are going to ask him to do so much that he is going to be a liability back there. In fact, I think he's likely a two-down player, first and second down, maybe. If it's second and long, he might not even be on the field. Because I think they're going to utilize three corners more often. I just think they will. And, you know, whether it's Darius Slay or whomever, you know, Jalen Ramsey, like, they're going to have somebody cross-trained to play a combination of nickel and safety. And again, that transition from corner to safety is been done before. When you have a top 100 player in the league like Jalen Ramsey, who can do so much as a physical player by nature, it's even easier. So that's as much insurance as you need for Juan Thornhill if he is a huge liability and vulnerability on the field. And I just don't anticipate them putting him in a position where he is that. I think that'd be foolish.
I think I said this with you a couple of weeks ago, Pat, that if I'm ranking all my starters 1 through 22, if my free safety is the worst among them and I've got elite pass rushing ability and elite corner play, I think that's probably the way I'd want it to be. Now, there are some free safeties that are highly paid in this league, but just a handful. And then everyone else is kind of mixing and matching, and that's what the Steelers could do this year. So it's not the worst place to cut corners, and people are already annoyed enough about how much money the Steelers are spending on defense. I just would much rather Juan Thornhill be my three than my two. And when you've got $25 million of cap space to spend, and they'll probably try to spend 15 or so of it because they like to go in with between 8 and 10 to fiddle around with stuff during the season, I'd like to see them go out and get a Justin Simmons.
Yeah.
Again, I'm fine with my safety, my free safety being the worst of my 22 starters. That doesn't mean he has to be the weak link, though. And there's guys out there that you could spend the money on, and the most notable is Justin Simmons. I'd like that.
Yeah, I would like that, too. I think a lot of things needed to shuffle out before they would go make a move, and those chips have fallen. TJ is signed, and you've moved on from Minka. So that's clearly a need. And I don't want to cast the free safety position off as a, you know, you're playing right field or you're not a guy that's a factor, because there's been free safeties that are in the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
That can play post safety in a three deep coverage and read quarterback's eyes and make plays on seam balls and come out of center field and make plays on crossing routes and guys that you give freedom to take risks. I think that they will put Juan Thornhill in a box, not in the box, in a box back there where he is playing a deep third or some sort of deep middle in a man-free situation. And he is literally the lid on the defense, which he's not the fastest guy in the world, so that's a little bit scary. But you'd like to think with the way they're paying Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt that deep balls are going to be at a pretty penny.
I think that's what they're counting on.
If you're going to throw a deep ball against the Steelers, you better block it up, because to get back to where he's a serious problem, that would mean your pass rush and or run defense are seriously compromised.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.